Let's talk about what it takes to build a breakthrough brand as a high-ticket coach, consultant, or expert who is looking to be able to consistently attract high-ticket clients on a weekly basis, at least, really be able to generate more sales, generate more income, generate more freedom, more space to be able to create more great things into your world and into your life. Because a lot of the coaches that I talk to are really having a hard time standing out in a market that is really saturated and that has so much noise and so many things going on at once. And so what I'm going to walk you through today is my entire system. Like, what are the things that we focus on and that are really important to us in building what I call that breakthrough brand? So basically, Breakthrough Brand is the group coaching program that I created in 2018. Last episode, I shared some of the details around like how that happened, how it came to be, how I created the program, and how much it has evolved over the years. And today, I want to go a little bit deeper in terms of what the system actually is, what it is that we actually do inside of the program, why it works, and how it is that we are able to generate weekly high-ticket sales for this program and for other programs as well, and how we teach our clients to basically do the exact same thing. So what I want to do today is kind of give you like a little bit like of a laid down behind the scenes approach into our system and our way of approaching messaging. I talked about how this came to be before, but I want to go into like, okay, but what is it that we actually do? So for me, what I've really come to realize is that being able to attract high-ticket clients comes down to two main core things. Number one is your message. I mean, obviously, right? And that's, we're going to get into talking about the message quite a bit in a moment. But number two, it's also who you are and how you show up as a leader when the cameras are on and when the cameras are off, which is oftentimes the most important thing. So we're going to talk a little bit about the message, but also the identity work that needs to be done so that you are able to become a match to premium clients. So like the type of people who are doers, who are going to take action, who are going to get results, who are going to move forward and just like get things done. So let's begin with the message part, which I think is really the core of all the things that we do. And so for me in Breakthrough Brand, what we focus on is four modules, particularly four different pieces, let's call it like that, or blocks, or, sections that are focused on message and one that is more focused on identity. Although the truth is that the identity piece is everywhere. It's like at the core of everything that we do. It's really an interesting process to see how much identity is showing up in everything else. But let's start from the beginning. The first thing that I feel is really important for you to be able to figure out is who you are as a personal brand. So when I say that, what I mean is that the world that we live in is very, very different. This is not, the 1950s corporation type business where that was it. There wasn't really a face behind the brand, especially when what you do is coaching, where you're personally coaching people through their problems, their issues, their life, all the things. Well, you have a brand already. And so it's really important for you to have a lot of clarity around, well, how do I want to communicate with people? How do I want people to perceive me? And how do I bring these things together so that it's very clear what I stand for, what my values are, what are the different things that matter? Now, I feel like whenever I heard any coach talk about like values or things like that in the past, I was like, sure, this is like a nice to have, sure, like, yeah, I have values. There's things that matter to me, but will that really make an impact in my business? I feel like it really does when you know how to use it correctly and when you connect it back to the identity work that I was mentioning. This is why that identity work is really so fundamental in this process, right? So what I mean with that is that at the end of the day, you're not just selling your program, you're selling your way of viewing the world. When I look at my clients, and we literally had a conversation about this on the week coaching call that we did last Thursday, somebody asked, like, I want to know why everybody else joined the program. We had a big group of people there. And so one of our newer students or clients was asking everybody else, why did you enroll into this program? And so we had a lot of different a lot of different things come up during that conversation that were really interesting, but none of them were really necessarily only about like the static, like the tactics and the strategy. It was more about who I was being and how I was showing up. And so for me, that is where that identity piece ties in so powerfully to your values as well. What you stand for, what you sell. For example, one of the things I often talk about is that I'm not building my business to like fly first class and buy Hermes bags and drink champagne. I mean, all of those things are really nice. I would love to do them, but that's not my why behind building my business. My why has more to do with being present with my children. I have three little girls. I work from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. At 3 p.m., I leave my house to pick them up from school. I spend my afternoon doing homework and all the mom things. And so that is my reason. That is my why. So when I think about my values, when I talk about freedom, that's what freedom means to me. So what ends up happening in terms of my messaging is that I end up attracting people who value similar things. Not necessarily all of my clients have children or want children or anything like that. However, it's about the freedom to be more present in your life. And that is what at the core I'm selling. So for me, when I begin my process in terms of figuring out your message, you have to begin with defining, well, what do you stand for? What is the thing that you're actually selling? I'm not really actually selling messaging. I am, but not really. It's about what messaging can give me, right? And so when I have clarity around who I am as a personal brand, what I stand for, what really matters to me, I can turn my whole message focus on that, or make my whole message more focus on that and my marketing and all the things. And therefore, it's being going to be much more effective at bringing in people who are a match to my way of viewing the world or my way of viewing the problem that I'm here to fix. So I really like to begin my process of messaging with getting a lot of clarity of who you are as a personal brand. What are the stories that matter to you? And how do you bring that story of who you are really authentically into your business? So that's where I begin. The second phase or the second section that is crucial that we do in a completely different way has to do with your audience. Now, I've been in a lot of messaging programs. I've been in a lot of marketing programs. I've invested a lot of money in my business and I've done a lot of things like you probably have as well. And what I can tell you is that basically none of those things that I have learned from other programs have been the things that have made a massive difference in the way that I approach my audience in particular. It's been a lot of trial and error. It's been a lot of really thinking or challenging the way in which things are done in the industry. So when I created this, this section on audience, I wanted to make sure that we really focus on how do we speak to buyers. And there's a lot of layers that go within how do you speak to buyers. It's partially understanding what's the difference between, I call them thinkers and doers, like the people that will think about the problem but will do nothing with it, versus the people that will do something about it, will take action, they will hire somebody, they will invest. These are two different audiences, and they might be, in theory, the same person with the same problem, the same circumstances, but their drive is different. Their motivation is very different. And so you have to learn, how do I speak to the doers? And so a lot of the work that we do is focus on, well, what is the psychology behind buyers? How do they view the problem? How are they going to, what are they going to resonate with? What are the actions that they're currently taking? So we go extremely deep in a way that I haven't really seen anybody else do. So this isn't like an ideal client avatar type of exercises. This is about you really figuring out, well, what is the problem that my audience has? How do they view it? And how does that problem show up for them? How does it show up in their own lives? Like, how is this a problem that they have a priority of fixing right now versus somebody else who might have the same problem and be like, sure, I have a problem. Am I going to spend $5K in solving it? I don't think so. So we need to get very clear on, well, who is that audience? And so there's a lot of layers to that. There's a lot of different pieces of like, how do I speak to these people? How do I call them in? How do I speak to them in a way that they feel like your program, your content is speaking directly to them? That's what we want to do. And if you notice a lot of the work that I do in terms of my own marketing and my messaging, I do a lot of that as well. I call in my buyers, I call in my doers often, which is literally the reason why we make weekly high ticket sales. And so what happens when you're able to incorporate these things is that it changes how you view your audience. Once again, here's how the identity piece plays a big part of that. When you change the way in which you view your audience starts to change. I literally had a client that enrolled into the program, I think maybe 3 weeks ago. And in those 3 weeks, he's already been able to enroll his first 5K clients. Last week on the group coaching call, he said that he had a second person coming in. And so in less than a month, he's already made two or possibly potentially two five ticket 5K sales. And it's all because he changed the way in which he viewed his audience and how to communicate to them. And his identity around that is very different. It's very different when you view your audience as, for example, these victims who need your help, who need hand holding, who you're here to save, versus when you view your audience as these people that are these badass leaders who just need you to come in and guide the way, right? And so when you change the way in which you view your audience, everything that you do is going to change. Your content, your emails, your sales conversations, your webinars, your marketing, your website, like all of the things are going to change because you're perceiving them differently. And so what happens is that when you change that, your entire message changes and they view you in a different way, which is why you end up attracting these great people. The third thing that we focus on is the angle of mastery. And this, once again, is something that, you know, I created, and has been a big, massive game changer in my business. Over the angle of mastery is essentially your big picture idea of what it is that you're selling, like the actual big concept that you're selling people. It's not the program, it's not even the framework. We get into that when we get into the offer piece. It's more about what is your true message? What is the message that you want to be known for? What is the message that you stand for? What is the thing that you believe in and that you're really trying to get people to understand? How do we shift your audience's beliefs? So this is a very deep process that has evolved and transformed over the years until it became my full angle of mastery. There's a whole framework around it, a system that is very clearly guiding you through how to define your angle of mastery. How do you find that big idea? How do you create these concepts that really are like giving your audience these light bulb moments? There's three core pieces underneath the angle of mastery. And so what we do is we go really deep to make sure that these are very clearly communicated through your content, through your ideas, through the things. And for me, the cool thing about it too is about how powerful this can be in terms of how you view, once again, identity, right? Like how you view yourself, how you view your message, how you view the things that you're selling. Because oftentimes people are so focused on like, my audience has a problem, I have a solution. It's very lineal and very simple in a way, but sometimes something that is so simplified just goes above, or like it means that high ticket clients just keep on scrolling and won't pay attention. So we need to find ways to go a little bit deeper beyond the surface into how we communicate what we do. And I feel like this is a big transformational process because it makes you a better coach. Not only is it better in terms of like, okay, now I'm able to communicate and articulate what I do in a way that really reveals my expertise and attracts buyers. But on top of that, it makes you feel like, oh, wait a minute, I am this coach that can get people these results. This is what I actually do. This is what I actually stand for. This is the actual transformation. So it really changes you and the way in which you view yourself. And it is an extremely powerful process. I feel like it's just one of those things that for me, it's a before and after in my business when I came up with the concept of angle of mastery and went deeper into building it and turning it into a framework and a system and all these different things. And it really changed my business. But the cool thing is how I see that, like how I see this showing up for my clients as well, how I see them really viewing their own angle of mastery and how it's become these powerful concept that I feel, to be honest with you, at the end of, you know, every group coaching call when I review my audience's messaging, I feel like I want to buy all of them. Like I want to hire all of them because of the work that they're doing is so powerful. And it's something that they can stand behind and they can feel like, this is what I am. This is who I am. This is what I do. So that's extremely powerful. So once you have that clarity around your values, your identity, your message, your audience, all of these things clearly defined, that's when you can go on to refine your offer. So a lot of clients come to me without an offer yet, and a lot of clients come to me with an offer that's already making them 50K plus per month, right? However, in either of those cases, because the message goes so deep when we define the angle of mastery in the audience, what happens very often is that you recognize that there's things that you can improve and there's frameworks and systems and mechanisms which you can incorporate into your offer. And so we end up incorporating these things into what you're actually selling, your program, your done-for-you service, whatever that is, right? And so what happens is that we really elevate the way in which you position what you do. And it becomes this powerful strategy and system that just changes Everything. I can't even explain it, but this isn't about like, let's turn your offer into something irresistible, but it's more about the deeper work of like, okay, well, how do I make sure that this offer is seen as something that my audience really needs to have right now? And so from the offer, that's when we move even deeper into the identity work. And the identity work is the actual work. And it's happening throughout the whole program. But for me, the identity work is really the key of everything because people buy from solid leaders. People will buy from you when they feel like you're being truly authentic in what you're saying. And that sounds like the biggest thing that you want to roll your eyes at me at because it's such a cliche. That being said, it is absolute truth. You know, the reason why most of the people that hire me is not necessarily because of the modules, but because of who I am being and how I embody that message. And so a lot of the work that we do together in Breakthrough Brand and with my clients is on really going deep to help you understand, well, who are you being? And how do we make sure that we are really showing up as a strong leader, as somebody who is unwavering. I usually call it like having unwavering certainty, right? Just having that power within you to show up and feeling like, okay, this is who I am. I'm not being wobbly. This is what I stand for. And therefore, you become a match for leaders at the same time. So this is basically kind of like the philosophy behind what we do. But the other thing that I wanted to add to this is the importance of the coaching aspect. Because oftentimes people are like, well, I've done a lot of programs, I've done a lot of modules, I've watched videos, I've all whatever, right? All this stuff. But I feel like, in truth, the thing that really is going to make the biggest difference for you is the coaching and having somebody pull the message out of you, the way in which I'm able to do on our group calls with our clients, or even of our one-on-one clients as well, right? Or one-on-one calls as well, is really being able to ask the questions and give you the nudges so that you start moving in the direction that you're meant to be going to, right? Versus you kind of being like, all over the place, or trying to figure things out on your own. I think that at the end of the day, the difference between you actually building a breakthrough brand and building success and not is you being able to implement these things in your business. The difference between you succeeding and not comes down to taking action and implementing. And so that's where having somebody that's holding you accountable is the most powerful thing that you can have. So these are some of the things that we stand for. What are some of the things that we believe in, or I believe in as a brand and as a business, are required for you to build that success and to build a message that really is able to bring in the clients that you want and the opportunities, and to feel like everything flows and it's exciting and it's easy. And it just feels like you can't stop creating content because you've got so many ideas just flowing, like pouring out of you. That's what I'm looking for. So, couple of things for you. Number one, I have a training called readytoinvestclients.com where I go into some of these concepts a little bit deeper. How to attract ready to invest clients, how to make sure that you're speaking to actual buyers. Go to readytoinvestclients.com to sign up for that. The second thing is you and I can hop on a quick 15-minute call. I like to call a brand audit, brand message assessment, where I can evaluate your current message and I will actually be coaching you on that call for free. So it is not a sales call. It is a call where I can take a look at how you're communicating, what you're saying, and I can give you pointers in terms of, well, what do you need to be saying to be able to speak to buyers? And how do you shift your message to make it even more powerful? You can book that at brandmessagesession.com, or you can find the links for both of those things below. Make sure that you are following me everywhere as Fabi Paolini, that you're subscribing on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, because I'm going deeper. I'm actually going to be starting a series where I'm going to be covering different niches or different areas in terms of coaching. So I'm going to do a whole episode for life coaching, coaches, a whole episode for business coaches, a whole episode for relationship coaches. I'm going to go deep into what are the shifts that you need to focus on in terms of messaging for each of these areas and how I would approach it and what you need to be doing to be able to attract high-ticket clients. So make sure that you subscribe so that you don't miss any of those episodes. And let me know in the comments below what resonated, what stood out from this episode, and I'll see you next week.